No word game tonight. There's far too much going on with the passing of Dolly Parton and then a guest who we just had to bridge across over the news because it's such an important story and one that we should dedicate a lot more attention to. You may have noticed if you're walking around the city, you may have noticed even if you're just walking in the suburb or in the parks, there'll be a lot more rough camps, people doing improvised sleeping arrangements, people sleeping at risk. The homeless crisis, has become a crisis with a capital C. Someone who knows about this firsthand and someone who offers us a remedy, at least an invitation for all of us to make a difference, is Tony Clark. He's the founder and CEO of Backpack Beds for Homeless. Tony, thanks again for hanging in there, and I'm glad we've managed to extend our conversation. So what you've got there at your feet, as we've established, it's something like a swag. It's very battle-proof. It's fireproof. It has a canopy over the top of it, so it can act as something of a tent. Tell us the importance of something like that for someone who's living in the so-called survival gap.
If you're doing it tough on the streets, like hundreds are right now across Melbourne, it's the only thing that will potentially keep you alive with dignity. Losing hope is something that a lot of folks lose very quick. If you're cold night after night and you're just given the runaround by a system that has lost you, a backpack bed is your only comfort. And right now, I've seen as well, folks just sleeping on cardboard, sleeping on waste, sleeping in corners with nothing. And I'm here tonight to tell you about Goodnight Melbourne, where Melbourne can help Melburnians and help Melbourne agencies work together on this humanitarian crisis.
Yes, and I've got the website here open in front of me. So it's goodnightmelbourne, all one word, .org. And this is where people can actually sponsor a bed or give once or give ongoing. And what does the bed, obviously there's a lot of cost that goes into it. It's quite hardy material and it's made to last and it's made to protect. How much does one unit cost?
Well, a backpack bed, it's been designed to be virtually indestructible. We've got folks that sleep in it every night for years. They treat it like absolute gold. A backpack bed is $155.
And that's a lifeline.
It is a lifeline. Yeah. And what we're also doing is something very special. We're also going to be giving a $38 fire-retardant polar fleece sleeping bag. You put those together, you can survive any sort of weather.
So round figures, it's something like $200 will ensure the safety of someone who's living in this parlous state, this limbo state between safety and between oblivion. This is a really important call to action that we're putting to you. If you'd like to make a difference, and God knows how easy it is to slip through the cracks and suddenly become vulnerable, you may think your life is going along on very greasy wheels and everything is fine, and suddenly one wheel falls off and the whole cart tips over. Goodnightmelbourne.org is where you go, and you can see all the details there to buy the bags, to buy the beds, sponsor them for those who need them. And we were talking during the news, Tony, about, look, I'm in my 60s, I'm 64, and you said, well, you've got a yarn about a 63-year-old, I think, that sort of illustrates the point of how swiftly you can go from safety to risk.
Yes, his name's Bill. He's disabled. Mm-hmm. He had a rental property. He had to move out because it was being renovated. You've heard that typical story.
Yeah, more
and
more.
He doesn't smoke, doesn't do drugs, doesn't do gambling, doesn't have a family, doesn't have pets, no vices whatsoever. He's been on the street so far for 21 months, 63 years old. He's been in hospital multiple times. Last time was 8 nights, cellulitis. He sleeps upright on an upended shopping trolley because he can't lay down. What that means is that if the public thinks the government's got your back, they don't. I've been in situations, I've gone walking up to the MP's office, I've had Bill himself, 63-year-old, walk to the office of an MP and say, can you help me? The best they can do is give you a telephone number. And that telephone number is not going to give you automatic shelter. And that's where we come in. We give a backpack bed, we give a fire-retardant sleeping bag, so as they don't have to sleep on newspapers full of rhetoric.
And what about the pathways to go beyond the backpack bed, to go beyond the sleeping bag option? And Bill's a good example. With the rental crisis, it's not easy to find accommodation. Is this also part of the Goodnight Melbourne cause, trying to create those safety houses, those safety rooms as well?
Well, it is. I mean, goodnightmelbourne.org is a plea from eight homeless agencies specialising in Melbourne. They're all working together. They are all at capacity. They're all desperate for the help of anybody in Melbourne to help Melbourne agencies help Melbourne homeless folks doing it tough on the street. And that's where it is. If you don't have shelter, if you can't get shelter automatically from any of the government systems, you're on the street, and you're on the street for a very, very long time.